Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast titled Why Am I Not Progressing. Before we start, I want to say a very big thank you to all my listeners out there and a very wonderful happy new year to you all. God bless you for always listening. I thank you for giving me audience at all times. Today our topic says, why am I not progressing? This is a new year and I know so many people have been having issues with stagnancy. So many people have issues with moving forward. So many people's expectations were not met last year. And because of the challenges we had in 2020, so many businesses were folded, so many people lost their jobs, so many people's salaries were slashed, and so many people lost their loved ones, and so many people are frustrated. Some are even contemplating or committing suicide. But I want to bring you this message today, and I want you to listen attentively, and I want you to understand that everything that happens to you is for a reason, and that God is no respecter of persons. And it's not that God is being wicked or God does not want to prosper you or to help you. I will be bringing some things to our notice this morning through this podcast. The title again is, Why Am I Not Progressing? Before we continue, I just want us to say a short word of prayer. Father, we want to thank you for another opportunity to be alive and to see 2021. We are grateful. We appreciate you in every way. Whatever way or manner we have sinned or fallen short of your glory, Father, we ask that you have mercy. And today, even as your word comes, let it come with power. Let it come with anointing, O God. Daddy, we want to thank you for being there for us at all times. We appreciate you in every way. Give us the grace, O God, to be able to fulfill all your commandments and to be able to live a holy life, and help us to move forward, enlarge our coast, increase us on all sides. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Like I said, so many people face a lot of challenge last year, 2020. And this new year, they are just wondering, I hope I'm not going to continue like this. I hope I'm not going to remain in this position. I hope I'm not going to remain jobless. I hope I'm not going to remain childless. So many things are going through your mind right now. And I want us to see some Bible passages of what actually happened and how God is going to meet us at the point of our needs this year. The topic again is, why is it that I'm not progressing? And we're going to be look at a text from Matthew chapter 21 verse 1 to 3. You take our time and study that scripture on your own. Matthew 21 1 to 3. There's always a battle before every victory. You understand? There's always a battle before every victory and enlargement. Every child of God is fighting a battle. We all are fighting a battle. And so this life is filled up with different type of battles. You know, and I want to use the horse or the cart that Jesus rode into Jerusalem as our case study this morning. The cart that Jesus rode into Jerusalem was tied in one position. It was actually tied in one position. But there was already a vision for that cart. Jesus already knew that he would need that cult for a reason. Jesus, for the emphasis of people that don't understand, let me just use the word horse. Jesus already knew that he's going to use that horse for a very special purpose and a special reason. And because of that, that horse was tied in one position. It was not always allowed to mingle with other horses. It was special. It was meant for Jesus personal use. So it was so special, it was not allowed to mingle or to play with other horses. Number three, the horse was set aside for a divine assignment. It was set aside for a divine assignment, and because of that, it was not always going around to be used by others. You know, let's digress a bit and look at the story of Joseph. Between Joseph and Potiphar's house, there were so many 13 years. Joseph spent like 13 years in the house of, you know, Potiphar. Spent 13 years in prison. Joseph did not know that he would spend that long. Even when he was shown his vision and dreams when he was little, that he's going to be a very great man, he didn't know that there were so many battles along the way he has to fight. There's greatness in you. There's something wonderful that God wants to bring out from you. Just because you are facing challenges right now or you are stagnant in one position does not mean that God does not have a plan or purpose for your life. God has a plan. He has a specific purpose. He has a wonderful purpose for your life. It is just meant for you to pray more. It's meant for you to study more. It's meant for you to have a personal relationship that God should reveal these things to you one-on-one. This is a new year. You can make it a point of make it your target and tell God, this year I want you to tell me what to do. I want it to be about you and not about me. I want your will to be done in my life and not my own will. By the time you submit your will to God's will, you will see God revealing himself to you more and more. That's why some of us think we are stagnant. We are not progressing like others. If you have everything you are asking God for, you will not make heaven. Some of us, when we have everything we are asking God for, we might not really make heaven. We might not even have a relationship with God. We might not have a relationship with God. When you are a child of God, these things happen. It happens because you are special. It happens because God has a divine assignment for your life. It happens because God has a purpose for you. It happens because you have not discovered the reason. Or maybe you have even discovered what God wants you to do, but you don't even know how to go about it. And because of that, you are still stagnant. You need to create time for God this time. You need to go to God personally and make a personal commitment. You need to have personal relationship. You need to also allow him to tell you vividly, tell him to give you divine direction of how to go about the purpose. Also ask God for divine helpers, divine friends, helpers, divine friends. I said our text is Matthew chapter 21 verse 1 to 3, and I want us to take our time to read that passage. We also want us to read Matthew chapter 6, and we can also read from verse 6 to 11, the same Matthew 21, verse 6 to verse 11. You will see all the things that Jesus outlined in that place. You have to have a personal call, a personal relationship, for you to be able to move forward. It's not because God hates you, that's why you're not progressing. It's not because God likes your friend or your neighbor better, that's why your friend and your neighbor is progressing. That's not the reason. It is because you have a call, you have a special assignment. You are meant for a specific purpose. God has a special purpose for your life, and he wants you to fulfill that purpose. You are set aside for a divine purpose. You cannot be contaminated. You are consecrated, and because of that consecration, you are going to be denied a lot of pleasure so that you can carry out your special assignment. Let me give you an example now. You see athletes, when they have special matches or competition they want to attend, you see them setting themselves aside, denying themselves a lot of things, a lot of pleasure, a lot of food, a lot of drinks, because they are setting themselves aside for that particular competition ahead of them. Because you are a child of God, and because God wants to use you, God sets you aside for a purpose and denies you a lot of pleasure, because some of this pleasure would deny us from really actualizing our purpose. I'm sure the horse that Jesus wanted to use, I'm sure the horse was jealous. He was jealous of other horses because other horses were moving around freely. They had friends. They had so many things. They were the people they play with, places they go. But he himself was just tied in one position because he was to be used by the master and was not to be contaminated. But when the appointed time for him came, he was loose, and the people started asking, why are you losing him? When this horse was being loose for Jesus' use, people were now wondering, why are you losing him? But nobody ever bothered about him when he was stagnant. Nobody bothered about him when he was not moving forward. Nobody bothers about him when he was not progressing. But immediately they saw that light has come, immediately they saw that progress has come, people started wondering, why should it be him? Why should it be this person? Why should it be God bless him? Why are you losing him? When he was taken to Jesus, his time had to fulfill his divine purpose has already come. It was time for him to enjoy. It was time for people to envy him. It was time for enlargement. But they forgot that there was a time this cult was stagnant. This cult was stagnant. At the time he was stagnant, he was not moving anywhere. He was just there. He was not progressing. People were laughing at him. Mockers were mocking him. And he didn't have friends. He was lonely. But when the time for him to prosper came, people started envying him. They wanted to be like him, forgetting all the things that this horse had suffered when he was stagnant. All the honor that was bestowed on Jesus was also enjoyed by this horse. People even put on their clothes for him to pass through. His time of shame and reproach was over. There were so many horses in the Bible days, but this particular horse was given recognition in the Bible that we can read about him today. This his time of enlargement is here. Your time of enlargement is very close. God will not give you enlargement until he sees you are truly ready and that you can handle it. So you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare your mind. And you have to change your mindset. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Just pray. pray this. This is still the beginning of the year. This is January. Pray and ask God, Father, what step do I take from here? What exactly are you asking me to do? Send me somebody to talk to me. Send me somebody to help me. Send me somebody to walk me in my purpose and in my assignment. Tell God that and God will answer you. I thank you again for listening to this podcast. You guys have been great. You have been wonderful. You have always been there listening from one podcast to another. Please share this podcast with other people. I know there are so many people out there that would like to hear this word and be encouraged. And I also want you to tune in every week, for there will be new podcasts weekly by the grace of God. And I want you to continue to pray for me, that God should help me. God should help me to fulfill my own assignment and purpose too. As I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. Please don't be frustrated. Don't be angry. Don't feel bad because you have not been making progress for a while now. God is about to push you forth. God is about to bring you forth to your promised land and enlarge your coast. I'm your host again. My name is Mary Egbide, and I want to thank you for listening to this episode. Why am I not progressing? You are going to progress this year. You're going to move forward this year in the name of Jesus. Thank you and bye. Thank you.